Kia ora and welcome to Better Off Red. This is Pip. So this week I spoke with Tuki, who you can hear in the background. Well, you can hear Stephen Fry in the background. Tuki's reading, well, listening, I don't know what you call it. She's enjoying all the Harry Potter books through Stephen Fry, reading them. So yeah, I mean, Wellington City Library, the best. They, and I'm pretty sure other libraries have this, but they have this new thing called Overdrive, where we can download books, audio books, to devices, which means that, Tallulah's getting to be with Harry Potter, which is fantastic. So these school holidays have been really interesting for us. I'm starting to get a slight hint of what other parents talk about when they talk about their kids reading all holidays. So yeah, it's been lovely. She's really enjoying Harry Potter too, and so am I. I've never read them before, so I get to listen to them. I'm really enjoying it. So yeah, this week I spoke to Tuki about, well, we were going to talk about Tintin, but we changed our minds and we decided to talk about Calvin and Hobbes, which is really, really great. And we had a lot of fun doing that. So it's not a long one, so it's a nice little one to listen to while you're driving to work, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, or walking to work. Maybe you walk to work. But yeah, so it's a short one. There's a bit of banging in the background. Tuki and I were jiggling about a bit. It was great. The last thing I want to talk about is that there's an event. There's a Better Off Red event coming up in conjunction with Kahini. On the 23rd of January, from 7 till 8:30, I'm going to be talking with Jordan Hart at the Mahara Gallery in Waikanae. So that's going to be fun. And if you want to come along, that'd be great. I will leave a link. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the podcast. And go Calvin and Hobbes. Woohoo! Hello and welcome to Better Off Red. I'm here with Tuki. How are you, Tuki?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you had a good day?
Yeah, I've been doing lots of cool stuff.
What sort of cool stuff have you been doing?
I've been really looking forward to doing this for a couple of weeks now, and I'm just so excited to be doing this.
Are you?
Yes.
Have you been looking forward to it?
Yeah.
So we on the website we said we were going to talk about Tintin. And but you've changed your mind, haven't you? What are we going to talk about?
No, we couldn't find it.
Yeah, we couldn't find it. So what are we going to talk about today instead of Tintin?
Two Tintin books. Not Tintin, sorry. I meant Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes books. Oh my goodness. So this is Calvin and Hobbes, and it's by Bill Waterston. Mm-hmm. And which one have you got there? You've got one called...
There's Treasure Everywhere.
Yep. And this one looks like a big sort of anthology one. It includes cartoons from Yuck and Ho and Weirdos from Another Planet.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is a great choice. I like this choice a lot. We just have to be careful that we don't bang the books. Oh, there you go. You can hear the books flipping through. So when I was about, I first read Calvin and Hobbes. Oh, that was a big thump.
Sorry.
I first read Calvin and Hobbes when I was about 20 years old. Can you imagine that? Like about 24 years ago.
Oh my God.
I know, such a long time ago. And in those days, did you know that Calvin Hobbes used to be in the newspaper? I know. Daily, there would be a little comic strip in the paper. And do you know what? Sometimes people would love them so much that they would cut them out and put them places because they love them so much.
Even on their refrigerator.
Even on their refrigerators, yeah. So, that was when I first read Calvin and Hobbes. Can you remember when you first read Calvin and Hobbes?
I think it was at Nana and Granda's house when I found the original and began reading it.
Yep. And I think, I'm trying to remember whose that might have been Uncle Timmy's or it might have been mine. Yeah.
I think it would have been yours or Uncle Timmy's.
Yeah, yeah. So why did you, when you were going through the books at Nana and Granddad's house, why did you pick that one?
Because I like tigers and also I like people who pretend that their pet toys are alive.
Yeah, yeah. So if you were trying to explain Calvin and Hobbes to someone who hadn't read them before, how would you explain it?
How I would explain it is Calvin and Hobbes are two best friends. Hobbes is a toy tiger that Calvin imagines is actually a real one. And Calvin always brings up Hobbes's homework for Hobbes, and Hobbes does it for him because he just is too lazy to do it and forgets to do it all the time.
What kind of kid is Calvin?
Calvin's an imaginary. He imagines everything he wants, and it's just amazing to see someone writing about a kid who has an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
A toy tiger.
Yeah. But when did you realise that Hobbes was a tiger? It was a toy tiger and not a real tiger?
Well, in the first book.
Yes.
In the first page.
Yes.
He gets Hobbes.
Oh, yep.
And he's just a toy tiger.
Yeah.
And Calvin keeps asking his dad and mum when they're going to put in the tiger trap.
Oh, the tiger trap. That's right.
So
he keeps pouncing on Calvin, and Calvin's like, "Arr!"
When he comes home from school.
Yeah, that's so true, isn't it? And tell me, when you first saw it, did you look at the pictures or did you read the words, or how'd you do it?
I started looking at the pictures and then I read it back through, reading the words.
Yep. Do you know what I remember?
What?
I remember that when you were about 3 or 4, we used to read them and you used to know which one we were up to. Like when we were reading through the cartoon, the little cells, you would know which one we were up to. And I never understood how you knew that, because you couldn't read then.
Yeah.
Do you know how you knew that?
I have no idea.
Maybe you knew the story so well.
Yeah, I think I did.
I don't know about that. I don't know how you knew that. I never understood how you knew that. And sometimes we would say a word and you'd say, "That's not it. That's the wrong word." And you couldn't read. And do you know what I said?
Stop embarrassing me.
Oh, sorry. I'm not embarrassing you. I just thought it was amazing. And it made me think maybe you had memorized them.
I don't even have any idea how I did it.
I know. Because you've got quite an incredible memory, you have. It's like a steel trap.
Even though I'm dyslexic.
Yeah, even though you're dyslexic, you got an amazing... Well, probably because you're dyslexic, you've got an amazing memory. So does Calvin enjoy school?
No.
Why doesn't Calvin enjoy school?
Because he hates the homework he gets.
Oh, my goodness. Remember that strip where he waits to do the homework?
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, I'll do the homework later." And then he prays for a snow day, and what happens? That's right. And and Hobbes keeps saying, "Come on, maybe do the homework." And he's like, no, I'll be right. It's very funny.
But then...
Do you know what someone told me? You just were talking about being dyslexic. Do you know what someone told me? Guy that does your eyes, you know, the dude that your optometrist, he told me that the reason that maybe you like comics, because you like comics a lot, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should see all the books I have. There's barely any.
Really?
Most of them are comics.
Most of them are comics? Because what other comics do you like?
Tintin, Tintin, the favourite book of Tintin I like is Tintin and the Seven Crystal Balls.
Yeah, you like that one a lot. That was the one we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
Why'd you change your mind? Oh, because we couldn't find it.
You keep forgetting.
I know, I keep forgetting. I've got a bad memory. You've got a good memory. Yeah. Well, that dude, what is he called? A behavioural optometrist. What he said is that maybe you like it because everything's in a box and it's easier to read, you know, because the words are in a box. And also they're capital letters. And capital letters look different from baby letters, eh? Like a P and a Q look the same and a B and a D. But in the capitals, they look a little bit more. Oh, what's happening here? What's happening on this page?
Oh, I can read it to you.
Would you like to read it to me?
Yeah.
Shall I be, do you want to be Calvin or Hobbes? Oh, Calvin's Hobbes. The only one that says things.
Hobbes.
You want to be Hobbes? So you got one line at the end.
Okay,
so it's snowmen. Do you think it's too visual? Oh, we'll read it anyway. "How unoriginal. No, Jojin." That's the normal looking snowman. "Stupid kid. If you don't have anything to say, just keep quiet." "Well, this is certainly shocking. Face it, kid. Provoking a reaction isn't the same thing as saying something is significant. Look, pal, there's no point expressing ideas if you can't make them understood. You're just babbling to yourself. Ah, and aren't we all bored with the irony by now? You just think you're above it all, kid. I tell you, Hobbes, it's tough being the sole guardian of high culture."
Tell it like owls carry such emotions.
Enormous responsibility.
Enormous responsibility.
I know, freaky, eh?
Look.
Oh dear, what
happened
there?
There's an alien spaceship.
Yeah.
Two aliens and...
What happened to that snowman?
They shot him with a laser.
Oh, not a laser. It's crazy. So, why do you think Calvin doesn't like school? What happens at school? Is there any school ones in here?
It's because Susie's at school.
What's wrong with Susie?
He doesn't like girls.
What? Why doesn't he like girls? Don't you reckon maybe he does like Susie?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
But I
and
wonder...
also he hates Mo.
Oh,
me,
Mo.
Billy, the bully of the school.
Mo the bully. He's a bit of a bully, isn't he? Calvin tries to sort of, you know, get rid of him by using smart talk, but it never works with Mo.
Yeah.
Hobbs wants Calvin and Susie to get together though, doesn't he?
He likes Susie.
Does Hobbs like Susie? So, if Hobbs likes Susie, does that mean that Calvin likes Susie?
No.
Are you sure?
Can I read this
bit? Are you going to read this one?
Yeah, I'm going to read you another
one. Okay, you read me another one, that'd be great.
Hey, there's some sort of remote control gizmo in this drawer. I wonder what it does. Click. Wah! Calvin and Hobbs. Mom? Dad? Calvin! Calvin, that's very annoying.
Oh my goodness, his parents are actually intergalactic superstars.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
He just thinks they are.
His imagination's so good. I really like his imagination. Snowball fights. That's another reoccurring theme in Calvin and Hobbes, isn't it?
Yep.
There goes the cell. There they come. When you read comics, my friend was saying that she has trouble when she reads comics because she doesn't know whether to read the words or look at the pictures. How do you read them? When you read them, can you sort of say how you read them? No? Do you look at the pictures and then read the words?
I can't say what I read.
What's that?
I guess I can say what I read, but...
Yeah? What do you reckon?
I don't know
how to explain it.
Yeah,
fair enough. It's kind of a hard thing to explain because I can't explain it. Like when I read comics, I can never work out where I'm at. Like I'm like, oh, am I looking at the pictures and I'm reading the words? I don't know.
I look at the pictures mostly.
Do you? And what do you like about these pictures? Why do you think you keep coming back to Calvin and Hobbes? Because they're black and white, aren't they?
Yeah, some of them are.
Some of them are, and some of them are colour.
Colour.
Do you like the black and white ones or the colour ones?
Colour.
Yeah, the colour's pretty cool.
Actually, both.
Yeah,
I can't both. Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to decide. I like Calvin's hair. Calvin's hair's pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
It's very cool. So, do you ever write stories?
Yeah.
What, do you like writing stories?
No.
What don't you like about writing stories?
Well, I'm so used to reading that I'm not used to writing them.
Yep.
I just like reading them through and stuff.
Reading them afterwards. Oh, yeah, like those ones that you've got.
And I can't think of anything to write usually.
Really? Do you have trouble thinking of things to write?
Yeah.
You once told me, I don't know if this is still true, but you once told me that you like drawing the pictures at the end.
Yeah.
Because at school they let you draw a picture at the end, eh?
Well, in my next year, I won't be able to.
Why not?
Well, I just feel like a little kid if I do it anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
But lots of people like to draw pictures. Look at this guy. This guy drew pictures and he drew Calvin and Hobbes.
Calvin and Hobbes. Do-do-do-do-do. What? Okay.
That's another cool thing about Calvin and Hobbes. There's no TV show of Calvin and Hobbes, is there?
Sorry.
That was pretty cool. So there's no I was saying that's something pretty cool about Calvin and Hobbes is there's no TV show of Calvin and Hobbes, is there?
Yeah.
And there's no toys of Calvin and Hobbes?
There is.
Are there?
Yes.
What sort of toys? Have you seen Calvin and Hobbes toys? No. So tell
I
me more.
That up,
I want to talk more about your writing and your drawing. So which do you prefer? Do you prefer to write or to draw?
Draw.
And what do you like to draw? What sort of things do you
Dogs,
like to draw?
Cats, animals.
Yeah. And have you ever drawn a cartoon like this? Have you ever drawn a comic like this? No. I think you have. Yeah. I've seen you do heaps of cool things where you've got words and pictures kind of working together.
I guess I do have a whole book of that.
Yeah, you do have a whole book of your comics, yeah. But apart from that, you know, you've never drawn them before. And do you like to get characters or what do you like to do?
I like to get characters and have the characters.
And what sort of characters do you like to use?
Dogs, cats, humans.
Yep.
Anything I can think of.
Anything you can think of. And would you, do you like drawing in pencil or pen or what do you like drawing in?
I like drawing in pencil, but if I have the, but I like colouring in pen.
Do you like colouring in pen?
Yeah.
So like felt tips kind of pen. Yeah. But you do some painting as well, eh?
Yeah, since we've got my... Continue.
Oh, continue? Okay. I was just thinking you drew that cool picture of Perry the Platypus, eh?
Perry!
Yeah, Perry the Platypus is pretty cool. If you draw over there, it's going to make a sound on the recorder because it's
What really recorder?
This recorder here. We're recording. Oh, look, it moved. Oh, whoops. Well, better not touch it. Oh, dear. So, what do you want to talk about? What?
Nothing.
So, another thing...
I want you to talk more.
Huh? You don't want to talk anymore?
I want you to talk.
Oh, to me to talk. Okay. Another thing that I know that you like is Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Or computer games. What do you like about computer games?
It's just easier for me to see because lots of the computer games I play are in colour.
Ah, right. What's your favourite computer game at the moment?
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
And Rayman.
And what do you? What mods are you playing with in Minecraft?
At the moment, I'm playing with the Lord of the Rings. Not the Lord of the Rings mod, sorry. I'm playing with... Sorry. I can't remember what mods I'm actually playing with. Oh, no, I'm playing with Pixelmon.
Pixelmon. So what's that?
And my version of Minecraft is 1.7.10.
Cool. And do you want to tell me, how would you explain Minecraft to someone who'd never played Minecraft before?
Well, it's a really cool game because it's all blocky. It doesn't have any circles.
No circles?
With Lord of the Rings mod, the ring that you go into the Lord of the Rings is a circle.
Is that all because of IBM? You were telling me that's because of IBM.
Yeah.
I mean Microsoft. I mean, who's bought Minecraft? Can you
Microsoft.
Remember? Microsoft. Oh,
it's,
okay.
No, Lord of the Rings mod has just been updated, and right. It's just because there's little pixels. It's made out of little pixels.
Like little pixels to make a circle. So what are you doing at the moment? Are you on an adventure or?
No, I've been playing loads of servers.
Loads of servers. What
I'm
does
trying
that
to
mean?
Get a pixel. It means like you play with other people, and you can play also mini games like Draw My Thing and. Block hunt, which is you change into a block and then there's these seekers which come out and try to kill you, but you never really die because you just can respawn.
Cool. So when you were at school last year, you did a thing on internet safety, eh?
Yeah.
So what are some rules for internet safety that you know?
If you're playing on the internet with other people, give yourself a nickname. Don't give your real name.
Yep, cool. Are there any other rules that you know?
Yeah.
How else do you keep yourself safe on the internet?
You also keep yourself safe with not talking to people who you don't know.
That's a good one, yeah. That's a really good one. And do all your friends play Minecraft?
No. Wait. Yes, except for Mirabelle, who possibly is getting Minecraft.
Cool. And can you remember a time when there wasn't Minecraft? Nope.
Yeah, I can.
Can you? Pretty dull times, eh?
Yeah, I didn't even know Minecraft existed.
No.
Minecraft was actually bought in 2006.
Really? Gosh.
In the same year I was born.
Wow, you were born the same time as Minecraft. Do you think, when was Calvin around?
I know he's been around for a long time.
Has he?
But I'm not sure how long.
We can find out. If we look at the front of the book, it'll tell us when he was first around, I think. There's probably some copyright pages. Here they are. Let's see what it says. 1996. That was like 10 years before you were born.
What?
So what do you think the world was like in 1996? What have you learnt from Calvin? Boring, yeah. What do you think?
They didn't have smart TVs.
They didn't have smart TVs, no.
They just had usual, normal ones.
Yeah. What else was different for Calvin?
Does anyone have a different part of the world?
What part of the world?
Snows.
Where it snows. What part of the world do you think he lives in? America?
No idea.
No idea. Now tell me what else is different. No one's got cell phones in Calvin and Hobbes, eh?
Yeah.
What
They've
else?
Just got one phone at work and at their house.
Yeah, one phone at their house and at their work. What do you think that would be like?
Terrible.
Why would it be terrible?
Because then if you were like out and about, then you couldn't call your mum, your husband or wife and say you're stuck or something.
True, true. Do you know when I was a kid, we had one phone in our house when I was with Nana and Granddad.
Whoa.
I know, and it was in the kitchen. So if you had a private phone call, you had to take it in the kitchen. And do you know that it had this on it? Had a round thing, and you go...
Yeah.
Have you seen those ones? Would you like to live in 1996? I was 16 years old in 1996, I think. Or was I 26? Oh, I was 26. Oh, man. My story about reading them must be really wrong. My story must be wrong. It mustn't have been. It mustn't have been when I was 20. It must have been later. So, what sort of things do you and Calvin have in common, though? Like, even though you're a person that's living in 2014, what do you have in common?
Well, he's a really creative kid.
Yeah.
And he doesn't like doing his homework.
Yep.
Like me.
Like you, yeah.
And also, he imagines things attack him when he gets in trouble.
Do you imagine that? Oh, wicked.
I tell a fib.
You tell a fib? What sort of fib would you tell?
Can
you think of an example?
For this?
Yeah. Oh, look. Now here, Calvin's dad has swept up all the leaves and it's turning into a monster.
Well, in Calvin's imagination.
In Calvin's imagination. But what do you think's really happened there?
Really happened? Calvin has jumped into the pile of leaves.
For fun.
Yeah.
He's such a funny guy. I like him so much. So you're creative. How do you do your creative stuff? What do you do that?
That TV's tiny.
I know, that TV's tiny. Imagine the whole family having to watch a TV like that. Crazy. Hey, tell me how you are creative. What sort of things do you like to do?
I'm a really good drawer. I'm pretty good at pixel art.
Are you? What's pixel art?
It means like you do something with blocks.
Ah, is that the one? Oh, no, that's not the one where you get a photo and then you put little bits on it. No.
No.
So what sort of things have you made in pixel art?
Well, for one thing, I've actually made a Pikachu, but I accidentally deleted that world.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. But it's alive in your mind.
Alive in my mind.
You can remember it in your mind.
The sound of music. What am I doing?
What other creative stuff do you do? Speaking about the sound of music, do you like singing and stuff like that?
Yeah, sort of.
And what instruments do you play?
Piano.
Yep.
Violin.
Violin. What do you like about the piano?
Drums.
Do you like to play drums? Oh, that's right, you were in the percussion group at school, eh?
Yeah.
Is that fun? Yeah.
I don't know how to spell What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor. I just said spell.
What spell we do with a drunken sailor?
I just said...
Different what? Sort of thing.
I can spell What Shall We Do with a Drunken Sailor. That's what I said. Oops. what I meant was I can play. Sorry about that.
On your piano?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
We don't
cool.
even have a piano.
Oh, I mean when you go to piano practice. What do you practice on if you haven't got a piano?
I play on the keyboard.
You should talk to your parents about that.
Hey!
I know. So what do you think a creative person's like?
Well, I know they possibly would be a good drawer, but they don't care how bad their drawings are.
Yep.
Because they think they look really good.
Yep.
When I was a little kid. I drawn really badly.
You have never drawn badly.
I think I have.
I would disagree with that.
Have you seen my boots?
Your boots were awesome.
I drawed those at preschool.
They were so great. Those purple boots. They were one of my favourite drawings. I've still got a photo of them.
What?
Oh, don't shout. You'll blow our levels out. You have to get angry in a contained way when we're on the microphone. So, what sort of creative people do you have in your life?
You?
Me? Why am I not very creative? Oh, yeah. I'm creative. I'm definitely one of those people that don't mind what something looks like.
Yeah, you are someone who minds what they look like.
Do I? I mean my work. I mean, I'm not afraid to write badly in case it means I can write good. Eh? Sometimes you got to draw a not such a good picture so that you can draw a big good picture later, eh? Have you ever tried to draw a picture of Calvin and Hobbes?
No.
No. Hey, tell me, how old do you think Calvin is?
Six.
Six? Oh, wow.
He's pretty young for some kids.
He is. So he never
He's
gets
seven
any...
seven or something.
He never gets any older, does he?
Yeah.
Never gets any older, and Mo never gets any nicer. Oh no, there's Mrs. Wormwood. Miss Wormwood.
Dun, dun, dun.
And there's Susie. Hey, Susie. So, what other books do you like reading?
Haven't I already answered this question?
No, I want to ask it again. What books do you
Tintin,
like?
Tintin.
Yep.
And Tom Gates.
Tom Gates is a big favourite at the moment. Wimpy Kid?
And How to Train Your Dragon and Wimpy Kid.
How to Train Your Dragon. And what are you reading at the moment on the ebooks? Yeah, what are you reading at the moment on your sort of talky books?
Harry Potter.
What are you up to?
That's a weird question.
Well, which Harry Potter are you up to?
Oh, I thought, what is Harry Potter up to?
What is Harry Potter up to at the moment?
Like
you finished reading first thing this morning. Like, just before Brent went to work, you finished listening to Harry Potter. So
no,
what's happening?
Finished.
Well, I mean, you know, for the day. So
not
what's happening
day.
In Harry Potter at the moment?
Well, Voldemort has risen.
What?
Once more. That happened in The Goblet of Fire. We're up to The Order of the Phoenix.
Right. And what do you think of the Harry Potter books?
Awesome.
Would you recommend them to me? I've never read them.
Yes.
Do you like that? What do you like about the Harry Potter books?
Well, that it's something that some people think exists and some people don't.
Yeah.
And I like how there's magic and unicorns, and even though I don't like unicorns, but
magic's
who cares?
Good.
Yeah.
And what are you and me reading at the moment? What am I reading to you at the moment?
You're reading Northern Lights.
And what do you think of that book? What's that book about?
It's about Laura.
What's her name?
Laura.
I think it's Lyra.
Lyra.
Laura. Hey, Laura. Now tell me a bit about Lyra. What can you tell me about Lyra?
Well, she's a kid.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't stop laughing.
I know.
She's a kid who has a demon.
Yep. What's her demon?
Pantalaimon.
Yeah, and he moves around, doesn't he?
Yeah.
If you had a demon, what would your demon be?
Anything I wanted to be.
Yeah, but when you grow up, what demon would you like?
I would like a fox or a wolf or an owl.
And would they be white foxes, owls and wolves, or would they be like woodland?
Woodland and white.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a fox?
Yeah.
Have you? I've never seen a fox. Brent saw a fox. But I've never seen
I've
one.
Seen a snake pee before.
A what?
Snake pee.
Snake pee? You've seen a snake go to the toilet?
No, in a picture that Melise showed me.
And was that cool? How do snakes go to the toilet?
Well, they have this little tube that comes out of their skin, and then this yellow liquid goes out, and it's white.
That's amazing. I did not
Well,
notice
the tube's white, not the pee.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Man, snakes are pretty cool. You like snakes, eh? And you like tarantulas.
Yeah.
You were saying yesterday you wanted a pet tarantula.
Yeah, you can get pet tarantulas.
Can you get them in New Zealand, though?
No.
Oh, that's okay. What, does Calvin have any pets? Just Hobbes, eh?
Yeah. He's not even a cat. He's just toy.
He's his friend, eh? It's really good. So what are you going to do for the rest of the day? We're just about done.
I think, like, watch some more Scooby-Doo and maybe play a bit more.
What are you going to play? Are you playing with your little
LPS
pet shop?
And... Minecraft, maybe?
Yeah, Minecraft, maybe. What are you doing on Minecraft at the moment? Are you building anything, or?
No, I'm just playing on the server.
Oh, just playing on the servers. You were playing hide and seek yesterday with some kids, eh? Well, who knows if they're kids? They could be anyone.
Well, luckily, my name, my username for Minecraft isn't actually my real name.
Yeah, so don't give me your username here. Why? No, because then someone might hear it and then they'll know it's you. Okay, I'm going to say goodbye now. Are you going to say goodbye? What do you want to say? Goodbye?